We are learning Masechta Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom at the end of the line. We just had a Mishnah here that says that if Shecht Behem Chayv Oif and no dam came out, it's kosher to eat, and you're even allowed to eat it with tummy to get hands because it wasn't hukshur yet with any of the mashkin. No dam fell on it, so there's no hukshur. And the kasha is you're always allowed to eat chulin with your daim or sa'avos because your hands that are shniyos are not metama chulin. So what exactly is the problem in our Mishnah? Oh, we're talking about kachim or can't talk about kachim? We have one reason you can't talk about kachim. So what's the case? We're talking about here you're eating chulin, taka, but you bought the chulin with ma'aseh sheni money. If you buy chulin with ma'aseh sheni money, you get the status of ma'aseh sheni because the money, the kedusha of the ma'aseh sheni is transferred from the money to the food. So now it's ma'aseh sheni food that has a kedusha. And you can't eat that. Our Mishnah will be saying is you can't eat that with shniyos. But this is Deloikar Meir, the Tanai. We learned to the Mishnah on top of our base now. Kol haton bias mayim v'divrei sofrim. All the type of tumas that are Torah their tahar, and the Rabbanan will gaze on them tumah. For example, Yadayim, or Kalim that became Tomei v'mashkin, or someone bar roish v'rubim mayim sh'uvim. Someone goes into a swimming pool, he becomes Tomei. Midrash Rabbanan. All these things that there's a tumah derabbanan, so kol tam bias mayim, but divrei sofrim mitamei es hahekdesh upoisas a tumah. Mitamei hekdesh means that he has din of a shniyah. Therefore, he's mitamei hekdesh. Mitamei hekdesh means he makes hekdesh into a shlishi, and that's tamei because he has a koyach to make a revi. Upoisas a tumah means that it makes the tumah into a shlishi and it ends there. That's what's called poisal. Poisal always means that it ends there. So upoisas a tumah mitamei hekdesh umutu v'chulin. He's mutu v'chulin. Why? Because he's only a shniyah uve meiser. And mice also, the Rebbe Meir holds mice sheni could be eaten. A sheni does not make a mice sheni tummy. But Chum oisrim a mice. Chum say no, mice sheni does have a din that the sheni will make a shlishi there. That's what we think right now. So answering like this, our Mishnah is talking about means you eat this chulin that was bought with mice sheni money with shnias hands. Why? Because we're not hukshur. We hukshur will be a problem. But now that's not hukshar, therefore you're allowed to eat it. That's how Mishnah teaches us. You're allowed to eat it with your hands that are shniyos because lo hukshar. But if we hukshar, it'll be a problem. Why? Because it's ma'aseh sheni, and according to Rabban, the ma'aseh sheni has kedusha similar to truma. Maskelor of shimi ba'ashi, memai. Who said Rabban say that? Dilma atkal pli Rabban alad ramei ela ba'achilas ma'aseh. Maybe that's the way to get. Avada a ma'aseh sheni has not become a shlishi. That's not like truma. It's not like a shlishi. What he means to say is, if you are a sheni, you can't eat it. You can't eat ma'aser. You can't eat ma'aser sheni. Av negia de ma'aser va'achil de chulin loy pligi. But av negia de ma'aser and even achil de chulin loy pligi. Achil de chulin here's lav dafka. Second Tosfos points out lo yotzar kan la'achil de chulin. It's not again, but he's saying by negia de ma'aser he does not argue under Rameya. Where do you see holds that negia ma'aser is problem? All he says is as oyser ma'aser. Maybe you can't eat ma'aser. Zot the Gemara. How do I know our Mishnah is talking about negia? Vaha Nagi, our Mishnah is talking about Nagiya. Midiktani Necholim Biyadayim Mesuavois Miloy Eskinon the Kosofile Chavre. So Rashi explains, it doesn't say here that you eat it. It doesn't say Oichlin, someone whose hands are tummy. It doesn't say that. It says Necholim Biyadayim Mesuavois. It means it's eaten with hands that are shniyas, which means you can feed it to someone else. You're not eating it. The other person is completely tahira. You have your hands that are shniyas. So you're allowed to give it to someone to eat with your sheni hands. Mashma, that if it would be hukshu, you wouldn't be able to give it your sheni hands. Why become a shlishi? So we're not talking about achila mishto, we're talking about negiya. That's what we're talking about in negiya here. So Taisgrad asks that, and if we were talking about achila, would it be better? From talking about filum hayatanan oichlin, Tais the Masal Vaha. From talking about filum hayatanan oichlin, yachal daktek, dim negiya airi, dim negiya shari, a mile yachal, because you also mem dam, keep the ingu for tome, and with the liga. He's saying, so what? If oichlin would be better, stam is there, what's the problem? If your hands are shniyos, you're not allowed to eat something? Yashlaim with the chmir chomes alechal, just like dime yourself, it's apagav mut the liga. He says, Amaradi Ting Tais says, when your hands are shniyos, you also can't eat. It has affected you also. You also consider a sheni a shikl. You can't and you can't eat it. Even though only your hands are tame. That's what Taisa says. But Lamaisa, the Gemara is like this. There's a shikl kasha here that we don't have a teretz to. I'm going to tell it to you right now. They're like this. The Gemara is like this. We're talking about negiya in our Mishnah, and therefore we have a problem here. What is a problem in negiya? Rabban never says a problem with touching maisa sheni. If it will be oichlin, it will be good, it sounds like. The Mishnah will be beautiful. The Mishnah would say that oichlin that be a dying misavis means that you eat it, you know, your hands are tame, you'll be good, because that would be only because not hokshar. But if you're hokshar, it's a problem. So the kasha is like this. If Taisa just told you that if your hands are a shnia, you're a sheni, so why does that have to be hokshar? To eat mice is sheni when you're tame, it has to be hokshar? What do you do with hokshar? Mama's a plia atzuma. This kasha is like a plia atzuma, and it's a pella. The Rosh Hashanah asked the kasha, and blaib shver. He says, to keep the gozru amis yod of tumois shloy lechol k'moy shay gufatame. So afilu lo yotzem dam nami k'moy kol tame she also lechol ma'isa afilu she ina muchsher. Every ma'isa is also to a person's tame even not muchsher. But tzarech in gadol and for the shashat life shver. And the interesting part is a lot of the fancy gemaras that have pirushim don't bring down the kasha. Interesting. I don't know how they learned here. But like upon him, some of them don't bring that Taisus. But in any case, the Taisus is beneath the Taisus very important. They say the Yadayim is always makes a person like Gufay Tame, and he can't eat Maisa Sheni, but it sounds like it'd be Oichlin, the Mishnah will be good. It's a Pella, what they had a Mishnah will be good. L'chaira, what do you need Hekshah for then? You're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, even if it's not Hekshah, if you are Sheni. Like upon him, but the Marsh logged up this tzad anyway. It says it's still in a gear, so we can go Vaita. So basically, we're up to what we were holding now. What we're holding now is we have a Mishnah that says that Yadayim are Shniyos. You're still allowed to eat these items in the Mishnah. Why? Because no Hokshar. And the Kasha, it's not Kachem. I know it's not Kachem because there's a Chaya there. There's no Dam there. I know it's not Kachem. But if it's Chulin, you're always allowed to eat. Even with Hokshar, you're allowed to eat Yadayim Shniyos Chulin. It doesn't become Chulin. I, Maisa Sheni, I still have no man. The Yomo says that you can't touch Maisa Sheni with Yadayim Misavis. There's no car. It's a problem in the gear. So what's pshat over here? I'm a papa. Hachav yedayim tchilas askinon. We're talking about yedayim that were actually a rishon. When it says yedayim musava, it means yedayim that were a rishon. Now, how in the world could yedayim be a rishon? Let the Gemara develop it, and we'll see how it's passed on yedayim rishon. But Rav Shimon Elazi, it's going to Rav Shimon Elazi. The time with the brayso, ain yedayim tchilas tchulin. Tanakam says no such thing as yedayim tchilas tchulin. No such thing. You only have shniyos. And even Shnei Sechulin, the Rishash is busy. What exactly is the case? Let's say it means you have to wash Tchilas Yadayim for Hamaitzi. But those are things Yadayim Tchilas Sechulin. Rav Shimon also, I'm Rav Shimon HaMeir, Yadayim Tchilas Sechulin. The Ischa idea is Yadayim being a Rishon for Chulin, Vishnei is the Chuma, and Shnei is the Chuma. Break the Marah, just interjects. Tchilas Sechulin in the Chuma Lo, Yachkamah, yeah. Tchilas Afa Chulin, Shnei is the only Gael Chuma in the Chulin Lo. So Gemara's Tarot says, go and go to Rav Shimon Elazo, and our mission is talking with Yadayim Tchilas. And it's going to quote the Mandiyam. Rav Shimon Elazar holds it's possible to have Yadayim Tchilos Lechulin. Now, because there is a Mandiyam also in Yadayim Tchilos Lechulin. But there is a possibility, certain tumas to make a Tchilos Lechulin. What's the case? How is it possible? We know it's the din of Shniyos and Yadayim. Stam Yadayim are Shniyos. How did it become a Tchilos? Is it din Yadayim Tchilos Lechulin? Yeah, it's more in. Remember that if someone touches a sheretz, he himself is gufay tum, it's not yadayim. How is it possible you just need only yadayim to be a rishon l'tumah? Is that possible? It's not really possible. How is it possible? So in, yeah, the time of the rabbi, hichnes yod of esa menuga, yod of tchilas divra rabbi kiva, v'chomram yod of shniyos. So let's explain it outside first. The halach is, it's a pasuk in the Torah, heilige Torah, that if someone goes into the house of that has a tzaras, the house has a tzaras, if you go into the house, you become tumah. It says in the pasuk Abal Abayis, you become tamei. The person becomes tamei. The whole person, it's tamei deraisa. But what happens? He just sticks his hands inside it. So if you hold bia mixa shma bia, that's like sticking your hands like your whole guf. So then, of course, your whole guf will be tamei. But here we don't hold bia mixa shma bia. But there's a din derabbanon. If you stick your hands in, you become tamei. Otu whole gufa. So hikas yod beis amnuga yod of tchila is the rabbi kivi your hands are arishin. Chamayim yod of shnias your hands are sheni. The kuliyam bia mixes loy shma bia and therefore it's not considered you went your whole body into the house. V'achav begzera yod of atagufa kamifgi. It's begzera yod of atagufa. Marsava yod of kagufa shavin rabbanon. That when they made begzera on the yod of, he says like a guf. Just that your guf would be arishin. We tamei arishin the rice that would be. Here also your yod will be arishin. Which is tchilas. Marasava yadayim biyadayim. Da'amah shavin rabbanim. They made the yadayim like yadayim da'amah. Like all of us shas, we have the rabbanim digadin of shniyos. Here also you have the rabbanim digadin of shniyos. Shavin rabbanim. So the bottom line is, we answered the kasha. What's the case of yadayim musavis in our mishta? Yadayim tchilas. How's the positive yadayim tchilas? You stuck your hand into a mitzvah house. Into a house that had tzaras. So you bayis menuga. You stuck your hand to bayis menuga. Your hands are tchilos. If it's tchilos, you can make chulin asheni. So now you need two things. First, we need Rabbi Kiva Shita to say that there's such a thing that you stick your hands into a bayis menuga becomes tchilah. That's number one. Number two, you have to hold that yadayim tchilos are possible chulin. Maybe it means only tchilos lekotchev and truma. Who says tchilos lechulin? You need Rav Shimon ben Elazar. For the Gemara, why do you have to zet sound like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Why don't you zet sound like Rabbi Kiva? Because if you're Rabbi Kiva, it's always better to zet sound mishnah like Rabbi Kiva because stam mishnah like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is one of the big Tanoim. So why don't we zet sound? Since Rashi Ruby is stam mishnah like Rabbi Kiva. Rova stam mishnah is according to Rabbi Kiva. Rashi says. So why don't we say that? Zerah Meir is one of the Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva. So why don't we say that the mishnah is going to Rabbi Kiva? So the Gemara, Pasha Teretz, the way we spoke at the sugya would be obvious to Teretz. Bring a look at Rabbi Kiva. Don't we all have tchilos? Tchilos have it. The Gemara, no, don't we come Rabbi Kiva? Hani milu b'tshuma v'kachim dechamiri. Avel chule, maybe shnius have it. Maybe agrees that shnius. So the Gemara Teretz is like this. We just said that in order to zetz on our mishnah by tchilos, you need two things, two factors. First of all, you need that sticking your hands into a bayis menuga becomes a tchila, and you also need that tchilos on a geya for chulin also. All you see from Rabbi Kiva is that sticking your hands into Mabayis Menuga becomes a tchila. Do you see anything about chulin? No. That you need Rav Shimon ben Elazar to say, yes, that yes, you die in tchila is lechulin. That's what you need. So that's what you need Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That's the Gemara's answer. It's not Rav Shimon ben Elazar needs Rabbi Kiva, of course. But you can't say that sound like Rabbi Kiva because you don't know what he holds legabe chulin. Klar? So the Gemara, no, I can still say that sound like Rabbi Kiva. I'll tell you why. So the Gemara, let them be a shnias. Even if it's a shnias for chulin, when not only for truma it's a tchilas, I still have a eitzah. I can zet on a mishnah like Rabbi Kiva. Do shamil Rabbi Kiva d'ama sheni oitzah shlishi v'chulin. I have a mishnah that tells us that according to Rabbi Kiva, sheni makes shlishi v'chulin. It's not. It says in the mishnah, Boi v'yoyim was a day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the nasi. Anytime it says boi v'yoyim, it means that day. So Boi B'Yoyim, Darash Rabbi Akiva, was a big day. That day, there was more seats in the Beis Medrash. It was a big day. A lot of things were Darash on that day. The time, Boi B'Yoyim, Darash Rabbi Akiva, he Darash like this. It says in the Pasuk, V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el toichai, kol asher v'seich yitma v'oysu shesboiru, which means like this. If a sheretz goes into the ear space of a kli cheres, so the sheretz is av atoma, it makes the walls of the cheres, it makes now the cheres itself into a rishon l'tumah. The Rishon L'Tumah in turn makes anything inside it a sheni. And it says, Kol Asher B'Seicha Yitma. And we darshan, Yitma means Yitameh. That sheni can make a shlishi. So he learns that Imam Shin Psukim in the Raisiga level, most Tanoim hold that there's no such thing as shlishi with the Raisa. According to Rav Kiva, there's no shlishi with the Raisa. How? First Apostle says, Kol Asher Yitma means Yitameh. That's a chiddush of Rav Kiva. B'chol Ticheres, Yitma. Tomiloy Nemer Eli Yitma, which Vidarsh means Yitame, Litame Acherim. Limad teaches us like Kikar Shani. Like Rashi speaks out, most things in an oven are usually Kikarim. Just don't want an oven. So it's a loaf of bread. Lima Kikar Shani, which the Kikar is a Shani. Why is the Kikar Shani? Because the Sheris makes the walls into a Rishon, and then the walls, the ear, makes it into a Shani. Like Rashi Chumash explains to us, it's not Pshat when the Sheris is in, it's Kilu, the whole ear space full of Shrotzim. Because then everything inside it will become a Rishon. But if that be the case, then even a Keli inside it will become Tame. We know from Rashi points out, only food becomes Tame. So it must be, it's making the walls of the Keli a Rishon, and that makes the ear space into a Shani. So it says Yitma Mutarshin Yitame. Lima Kika Shane Shu Aisa Shlishi Bakun. So the Gemara is saying like this, I have new Aitza. Instead of saying Aitza of Tchilais, I'm going to Shimon Laza, I have Aitza. Yidayim Mishavas means a Shani. And Rabbi Kiva holds that you can make a Shlishi Bakun. So a beautiful Pshat on the Mishnah. So the Gemara, no, you can't say Pshat on the Mishnah. Why not? Dilma Hani Mili Betuma Daraisa. Ava Badrabanon Loi Omar. Maybe he only said this by Tuma Deraisa, by a Sheretz, that makes it into a Rishon, then this into a Sheni, it becomes a Sheni from a Koyach of a Sheretz, then the Sheni can make a Shlishi. But Shnia is the Rabbanon, that every Stam hand is a Shnia, that can't make a Shlishi, according to Rabbi Kiva, that you don't see. Only by Tuma Deraisa do you see him, not by Tuma Rabbanon. So we couldn't say that to Rabbi Kiva. So far we have one Pshat in our Mishnah. The only Pshat in our Mishnah is, Tuma Yidayim Tchilois, means you stuck your hand in the Bais Menuga, and that's what makes the That's talking about Yidayim Mishavas. That's what means you can't eat chulim because your hands are rishon. Let's try pshat number two. Rav Eliezer and Rav Hoshaya Hocha Bechulin Shenasu Ataris Hakodesh Askinon. We're talking about here someone who eats chulin and he treats it like hektish. He keeps all the halakas of tumah for hektish. Why? Because he's a kohen and he doesn't want any chance that he's going to touch a shlamim with a tvolyayim when he's a tvolyayim or when he's a sheni or a shlishi. He's so careful. All his chulin he treats like hektish. That and now it gets dinim. The chulin gets dinim. It gets dinim of hektish. With like Rav Yeshua, not like Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua holds it's not possible to do to make chulin into hektish because that's like bottle daita. You can't do that. You can't make chulin al taras hakodesh. You can eat chulin taras hachuma, but not chulin taras hakodesh. That's what he holds. That's what he holds. Rashi says because bottle daita. So it's a Rashi printed on Lamdal and the sugi says bottle daita. Ain't shem taras hakodesh nitves lam. It's not possible. What's this Rav Yeshua? The Tanan or the Tanan we looked at the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'oichel, Oichel Rishon. If someone eats a food that's a Rishon, you become a Rishon. You are what you eat. So then the Rabbanon, there's something called Tumas Gavia, which is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, if you eat something that's Tameh, you become Tameh. You have to eat a certain amount, you have to eat a certain shear, which is a shear of two Beim, then you become. Then your goof becomes a rishon, and your touchdown becomes a sheni. It means you eat a rishon, with the rabbanon you have a din that you become a rishon. By the way, if you touch a rishon, you don't become a sheni, because a rishon cannot metama adam. A rishon cannot metama adam. Only an av can metama adam. But if you eat a rishon, you become a rishon, and it's a different din. So you eat a rishon, you become a rishon. So oichel rishon sheni you become a sheni shlishi you become a shlishi. That's what we have the v'shita. You are what you eat. Rabbi Shua argues. Shua Imer ha'oichel rishon v'sheni. If you eat a rishon sheni, you only become a sheni. We'll see pshat in this on Daf Lamed Aleph already. Pshat in this not today, it'll be tomorrow's year. What the pshat in this halachas are. But first we'll get the shita of Rabbi Shua Kla. Ha'oichel rishon v'sheni sheni shlishi if you eat a shlishi also a sheni. And lekodesh ve'ein sheni le'truma. Bechulin, so he's saying this is in the gay a kodesh and not lechuma, and we're talking about what type of chuma we're talking about. Over here. It means the east chain, the ancient chain of chuma means the naga chuma does not become pasul, but you can't eat the chuma because you're enough of a shlishi that you can't eat the chuma. It's like this: if you eat a shlishi, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you are a sheni for kodesh, but you are a shlishi for chuma. If you eat a shlishi, you're a shlishi for chuma, means you can't eat chuma, but you're a sheni for kaidish, which means you actually can make something tameh, which will make it into shlishi and then the revi, subsequently revi. That's the halacha of that. And we're talking about Mishnah talking about chulin shenas ataras chuma. Atkana Mishnah. We're talking about chulin shenas ataras chuma because in the Mishnah's avoid they're talking about chulin. We're not talking about chuma or hack, it's not chulin. So chulin, so where's the tum? Talking about chulin shenas ataras chuma. And the idea is like this: Ataras Chuma in, Ataras Kodesh Loi Kusava Chulin Shnas Ataras Kodesh Less Bushlishi Chulin Shnas Ataras Kodesh Not Become No Such Shlishi No Such Thing, No Such Thing. Freiti Gemara. So just finish up the Chesmona Gemara. Velokmi. So what's the Gemara's Taras? Gemara's Taras is a Kishmak Ataras. Speaking of Chulin Shnas Ataras Hakodesh, but it's not like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't know Ataras Hakodesh. Why does he have to be talking about Taras Hakodesh? Why can't he be talking about regular chulin, because chulin can't come as shlishi. But I have a different answer. Say we're talking about chulin, shenasu ataras hatruma. And there sheni can make a shlishi. Very simple question. You're right, they can't have chulin, anasu ataras hakodesh, but look, b'luhu, break the look more on top of lamed aleph, but chulin, shenasu ataras hatruma. Rabbi Yeshua, huh?
Is that your concept?
Chulin, shenasu ataras hatruma, it is, that's the Mishnah says. We just learned it. Chulin, shenasu, the Mishnah over here says, but chulin, shenasu ataras hatruma. There was a deal. Ataras will be in. Ataras kodesh loy. So this thing is chulin. If someone eats chuma, he wants to eat chulin or chuma. So it may as well go to Rav Yeshua. The Rav Yehoshua died. You know why? It says in the Mishnah basar. I'm talking about shechet behem chayv oif. Tell me basar. The ibet chuma basar mi ika. There's no such thing as eating basar ataras a chuma. Why? Why does someone eat ataras a chuma? He wants to remember that all his chuma should be eaten betara. There's no such thing as chuma on basar. No such thing. Believe it or not. No chuma on basar. No such thing. Only has to be like grains or foods or like fruits and vegetables, maybe in Darabana. There's no such thing as chuma on basar. Therefore, there's no such thing as eating a tyrus on chuma. Only by tyrus on kaidish. And by tyrus on kaidish, we said Rav Yeshua doesn't hold of it. But Mar's living kasha. Elamai bekachim, chaya bekachim yika. And the issue is chaya bekachim, and I'm interested in shechem behem chaya vayv. So you're eating it at Taras HaKadosh. The first thing is eating chaya at Taras HaKadosh. Chaya is not a carbon. So the Gemara, yes. Basa michlef. When you see a piece of steak, do you know if it's a piece of deer or a piece of cow? Maybe, some people know. But there's other people just know it's a piece of meat. So therefore, they have to eat it, but they have to eat basa kachim. So basa michlef. Basa peiri le michlef. But the basa, you see an apple and you see a piece of meat, you don't get mixed up. The apple can be tumah, or let's say apple, let's say it's a piece of grain, or a peiri, whatever it is. On kaponim, you're not mixing up the two things. So bottom line is, just to set the stage before we do the next Gemara, next year, let's get very clear over here. We have a question on Mishnah. Mishnah says, Nechal Medayim Mishavis. What's the case? It can't be kachim, we said. It can't be kachim, because a bunch of kachim. Chai is not kachim. You need dam. It can't be kachim. So what is it? So Gemara first said, maybe it's one of Yidayim Tchilas. That's one teretz. Another teretz is, we're talking about chulin, they're eating at Taras HaKodesh. And therefore, as it is, you can't eat it. You can't eat this chulin with shiny hands. The Gemara says, not like Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua holds, no such thing as chulin at Taras HaKodesh. He only holds such a thing as chulin at Taras HaTrumah. Because he says in this Mishnah, Masechtas Taras, about someone who eats something, eats a rishini, eats a shiny. He says, it's chulin at Taras HaTrumah. So we don't hold Taras HaKodesh. So Frank the Gemara, so is that saying about Taras HaTrumah? Taras says no such thing as eating basar at Taras HaTrumah, because basar is no shaykhis HaTrumah. So I had to eat a Taras HaKadosh or Chulim Mamish, either or. And he doesn't hold the Chulim Taras HaKadosh, or Yeshua doesn't hold that. Therefore, our Mishnah has to be going according to Rabbi Eliezer and not according to Rabbi Yeshua. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we have to learn up this Braisa very well, this Mishnah very well, this Oichel Harisha and Shani, it's Kedai Techaza, this Mishnah, before we see the next Gemara. So Mitzvah Shem, next year, we'll stay over the Mishnah and then go dive into the next Gemara, Mitzvah Shem.